Wednesday, Church Leaders and Unity. In the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, we read in chapter 4, verse 11, "It was he, namely Jesus, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers." What for? What's the sense of all of this? These are the leading functions in a church of Christ. And the aim of it, to prepare God's people for works of service. That's the aim. It should not happen like this, that there are apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers who perform duties in front of the church here on the podium, and the others sit there and listen and are spectators. No, the function of the leaders is to prepare God's people for works of service. That's the reason why. So that the body of Christ may be built up. To prepare God's people for works of service. A Christian is a worker for Christ. He's a missionary for Christ. He's a servant for Christ. Christ himself said, "I haven't come that others serve me, but I am the servant of all." Remember the Last Supper. No servant there who is instructed to wash the feet of all the apostles. So if no one is here, no feet will be washed. And what does Jesus do? He kneels down and starts washing the feet of his apostles. And Peter protests. He says, "I know, that doesn't work. That's impossible. You are our master, rabbi. No. And Jesus tells him, "If you are not washed, you have no part with me." Wow! Yeah, then head, shoulders, body, everything. Christ humbled himself. He humbled himself before, long before that, when he was willing to become a baby here. He humbled himself. He humbled himself in how he lived here. He humbled himself just before the crucifixion. And they put a crown of thorns on his head, blood trickling down the forehead. He humbled himself. And altogether, this love, one aim, that because of his love, you start loving him. And when you start loving him, you're able to start loving your next persons, your neighbors. And then a unity is created, a unity is produced. And others will see that and will be astonished. How can there be a unity? Jews, Greeks, they live all together. They perform works of service. Why so? They are united in love through Christ. He was a servant. They are servants. And they are happy about that. Very happy about that. Being servants for Christ.